School caretakers, secretaries and catering staff could face jail for failing to report signs of child abuse or neglect under official proposals following the Jimmy Savile, Rotherham and Rochdale scandals. Government consultation has been expected to include a legal duty on professionals such as doctors, teachers and police officers to take action in cases of child abuse or neglect. The consultation paper suggests the new duty could be applied not only to professional practitioners, but admin and support staff, as well as senior management in local authorities, the health service and police forces. Dear God. So you could be a school secretary. And I'm not demeaning that job at all, but you could be a school secretary and you could suddenly face jail because you didn't do something. Peter Garsden is specialist child abuse solicitor for Simpson Miller Solicitors Firm and president for the Association of Child Abuse Lawyers and founder member of the charity Abuse Watch. How justified is this reaction, would you say, Mr. Garsden?
Well, this is a law that is actually has been in being in America since 1963 and is the law in every Commonwealth country apart from Britain, even Northern Southern Ireland.
And what sort of things are you meant to pass on then elsewhere in the Commonwealth? Give me an idea. If I'm a school governor, teacher, what have I got to pass on?
Well, the law differs in different states, but basically, if you know or suspect that abuse has taken place by your observations and you don't report it, then you can be penalised for it. And the reason for it is that, I mean, for the last 23 years, I've been dealing with institutional abuse in settings where it was quite obvious that abuse was going on, but nobody reported it. Career paedophiles have existed and abused countless other children. So,
break down the word suspect. Give me a for instance. What am I meant to do?
If you see, you are a junior teacher.
Right.
You're in an area. You see another teacher canoodling with a young girl.
Right. Well, that's pretty obvious,
In an inappropriate way. Take an actual case in America. A football coach walks into the showers as another football coach is interfering sexually with a young boy.
Right.
And they're both nude.
Right.
He didn't report it, and he was prosecuted in America.
Right. They're pretty straightforward ones. I'm thinking one,
yes.
Because you will be more aware than I am, because this is your specialist field, that some of these people are incredibly artful and conniving, that they gain time with these vulnerable minors. It could be going on in the classroom next door to me. I didn't know it was going on, and suddenly the police are banging on my door saying, why didn't report it? Well, I didn't realise. I thought he was just going in for extra geography classes. Well, I had no idea.
That wouldn't make you guilty of any offence.
Right.
You have to have a reasonable suspicion that something has taken place or is taking place. And the number of scenarios that you can conjure up are infinite. The idea isn't that the police are suddenly going to be prosecuting lots of individuals and penalising this way. The idea is that more abuse is reported and we don't end up with a Jimmy Savile type situation.
Is this lastly, you may have heard of the columnist for the Daily Mail, brilliant columnist for the Daily Mail, Richard Littlejohn, who at the end of articles such as these always said Jimmy Savile is still dead. This is the understandable post-Savile guilt, isn't it? That police forces, health authorities and others miss so many chances to potentially jail this vile individual that we're now subsumed by this guilt. How fair is that?
I think that's very fair. But if you look back at the 60s and 70s and 80s, there are thousands of examples of situations where professionals, not members of the public, professionals knew or suspected something was going on and turned a blind eye. And that has resulted in millions of ruined child lives who've now grown up into dysfunctional adults. And that is why there needs to be a change in the law and why the government have announced this consultation.